Good morning. The 10th on duty today are Petah Tikva 26, Netanya, Moscow number 6, Brazil number 3, and Argentina. And we're now moving it to Argentina to read a passage.
Argentina, vakasha.
Argentina, please. Well, we'll read the passage from here. It's from Rav on Twitter. Israel's Independence Day is our day of mutual dependence. Only in a state of total interdependence, under the influence of the environment, we acquire independence from each other, from our ego, our I, and can become one. One nation filled up by the Creator. Again, Israel's Independence Day is our day of interdependence. Only in a state of total interdependence under the influence of the environment do we acquire independence of each one from himself, from his ego, from his I, and can become as one filled up by the Creator. A question for a workshop from Moscow. Moscow, we can hear you. Okay, the question for the workshop is, what does independence mean to me? What does independence mean to me? I would say for us, not for me, begin with that. Independence for us is to reach the goal for which we have gathered here, for which we were gathered. It's a good question. In general, it's actually to enter under a dominion. Well, to come out of one authority and enter another authority. To feel in all of our organs, as we call it, that the Creator is the one who is managing everything here. That there is a purpose to anything, and each step, each thing, every second, everything leads to that purpose, and to become a part of it, something like that, that is independence for me.
Independence is only when, on the one hand, there is a sense of the natural control, and on the other hand, there's an opportunity to build the control of the other side. But that's not the place of independence. The place of independence is to make the choice between these two controls. One of them is natural, one of them is what we develop in the 10, and to change the motivation. What's the motivation that leads to the action? What's the motivation that leads to thought? And that develops the desire.
Actually, we're parts of the system which is integral and connected. And independence means to learn what the system is, what are its laws, and to dress in it, to want those laws, to keep them, to become active parts there, even the ones that manage. That's independence.
It's interesting to see how this feeling, this matter of being under someone's control, is so awakening and inspiring for some nations and peoples. The nation of Israel celebrates independence because it left the rule of another nation and can now manage its business, its issues by itself. And when you look deeper, you see just how much we are controlled in different manners, in a much more meaningful manner. And then when you start thinking about it, and again looking deeper at it, many thoughts and questions arise. If it's possible to be independent for me, for my people, some good and important questions.
Naturally, a person wants to be both, let's call it Keter and Malchut. He wants both of these qualities for himself. He wants to receive all of the outcomes, and he wants to manage reality. And only if we enter the 10, both of these qualities take on a twist.
Another question for the workshop. How can we, during this lesson, reach a state of unity with the entire world Kli? How can we, during this lesson, reach the state of unity with the entire world Kli?
First of all, we believe, we should believe, that it's possible, that it can happen each and every moment. It's actually a great correction to think about it, to talk about it, to pray for it, to ask.
Before we answer this question, I would say we must mention or point at the state of the greatness of our friends around the world. Each of them and all of them together, every group. So special, especially in these days when we, as if celebrate an event that is local, you can feel how, I don't know, it's just the friends are so special. So if we want to reach unity of the world, Kli, we just have to join them, because they're already there. All of them are already there, and just we have to put all the efforts to be where they are. above any calculation of this world. With the Creator's help, we shall do and we shall succeed.
We need to, as a ten, to use, to be assisted by all of the forces, all of the efforts that indeed all of the tens all over the world are making, here in the study hall also, and all the tens that are making an effort to reach that same perception of reality. These are efforts that are already made for us as well, and on top of them we can raise a request, a prayer, so that the reforming light will work on us. And with its help, we will be able to reach a change in our perception of reality, a place where we can say that we are connected and united, and we are in an ascent on the spiritual ladder.
We have to try to be together. Even to remember that this is the state where we have to be. That's our corrected state. We should try. We have to try.
It's about a sensation, a feeling in the heart, in the mind. It comes through the light, through an upper force that makes changes in us, so that when we connect and pray and ask, and we study about it.
Yeah, unity is in our demand, that the Creator will connect us and we will be as one.
La la la.